Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year, and somebody who's been with us almost all that time is our good friend Steve Moore, part of the Freedom Works organization, author of The End of Prosperity, co-author of that book and many more. Steve, I need your website, please.
Hey, Jim. You get it. By the way, Jim, do you get our little hotline every morning?
Yes.
You know, so that we do that through Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Laffer and I and Steve Forbes put that out. If people want it, right, they should just go to the website, Committee to Unleash Prosperity, just say you want to get the hotline. And by the way, it's free, folks. All you have to do is just click and we'll send it to you, email it to you every morning.
Say the website again slower.
It's Committee to Unleash Prosperity.
Committee to Unleash Prosperity.com, folks. Check that out. Yeah, that's awesome. Steve, one of the things my job here is to help small business owners understand how to plan for 2021 in a Biden-Harris, or as I often say, a Harris-Biden administration.
And I like it.
And my immediate point right now is to say, okay, all I can tell you right now is remember the 8 years of Obama-Biden, only worse. What do you think?
Yeah, look, I think this will be a third Obama term, and those were dismal years for the economy. We didn't have much of a recovery. It was kind of an economic malaise. We had high unemployment throughout that period. Remember those shovel-ready projects and the $1 trillion of stimulus, and it never really worked. It was a really dark period for the United States.
And Solyndra, don't forget $500 billion for Solyndra.
All right, all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, it was just a huge weight, and unfortunately, Jim, I think we're going to replay that. You know,
worse. It'll be worse. It'll be worse because now we're going to have social justice. We're going to reimagine the police. They think they've got a mandate for climate change. It's going to be worse. Do you think Joe Biden will be the president at the end of 2021?
Yeah, he will be. I think he's certainly not going to make it. He's certainly not going to run for re-election. And Kamala, you know, the interesting thing is now that he's elected, will Democrats throw him over the side of the bus?
That's my point.
Of course, that means that Kamala becomes, and by the way, Kamala is a true left. She's a true leftist.
She's not a liberal. Joe's a liberal. She's a leftist.
She's a leftist. And she's also not very bright. And she'll, she'll be, I think, a handy tool to the left, they want to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state. They want to make Puerto Rico the 52nd state. They want to end the filibuster. They want to pack the court. They want to have the biggest tax increase in the history of the United States. You're right. And by the way, you mentioned something really important, Jim, and you're spot on. I think the climate change agenda is radical.
One.
It's anti-business. It's going to severe
right.
damage.
It's based on a lie, Steve, because the United States of America is the leader in climate change reform. We don't need to be penalized. We're already leading the world in our decarbonizing.
I wrote a book on this called Fueling Freedom about how natural gas is the wonder fuel, and you're right. They're going to try to shut that all down.
Steve, the thing that comes back to Main Street the most to me, though, is during the entire time Biden was in the White House with Obama, the stock market was record. Main Street languished the entire 8 years. And during
That's
Trump,
right.
the stock market was record, and the economy was great. You can, if you have certain policies, low regulations, low taxes, and fair trade, you can have both an economy and a stock market. We didn't have that with Obama, and I'm afraid we're going to return to that with Biden. Last thoughts.
We did not, yeah. Donald Trump was the small business president. We saw a flourishing of small businesses. We saw a huge surge in small business confidence throughout Donald Trump's term in office. But he's not going away. He'll be run for office in election 2024, and I think he's going to beat the Democrats. I mean, he's been an amazing... on the economy, I don't think there's been anyone like him that we've seen in a matter of time.
That's because he's made a payroll. We haven't had a president to make a payroll in a long time. Hey, Steve, good job today. Thank you for being here. Come back soon, and thank you for your leadership.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great week. Bye.
Steve Moore, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.